Halacha ben Tzia Moshe Rosenberg, why Lechem Mishnah on Yontzev?
We all take it as a given that see this Yontzev begins with Kiddush and Hamotzi on Lechem Mishnah. Mechaba Paskin says in Tovko Chavtes, every Sudas Yontzev one has to make Hamotzi on two Kekoros Shlemes, on Lechem Mishnah. I always wondered why. First of all, one needs to ask why on Shabbos. So the Mechilta says, Shavriri quotes the Bsyas, that quotes the Mechilta, that on Yom Tov there was no man. And Memeil on Erev Yom Tov there was two portions of man. Hence the Lechem Mishnah. Now, why was there no man on Yom Tov? So first we need to ask why there was no man on Shabbos. On Shabbos, regarding Shabbos, there are four shittas. Why the man didn't fall? Cheskini says, and this is the most famous answer that we've all taught in Cheder, that you can't carry on Shabbos. And the man fell in the midbar outdoors, Shisarabim, to take it inside, to be Isidore Reise. And remember that the man had to fall on Erev Shabbos, and he had to carry it in on Erev Shabbos. The Rashbam says, the problem of man falling on Shabbos would be the melech is bishl, the isidore reisa to cook or to bake. The pusuk says, aisa shetofi eifi, aisa shetavashli basheili. On Erev Shabbos you cook the man, you prepare it. On Shabbos you wouldn't be able to do that. Sfona says, interesting chiddush. Toilish. There's a Gemur in Shabbos and Kiftei Zayin that says that hizmi v'higi, types of plants that grow like mushrooms, they grow on the ground without any roots. If one picks them on Shabbos, he's over isidore reisa toilish, even though it's not attached to the ground. That's its natural format, that's how it grows originally. And it's isidore reisa to pick it. Says the man, even though it came from the sky, its original format was on the ground. And if they would pick it, if they would collect the mon on Shabbos, it would be isidore reisa of toilish. The Meish Chachma suggests that the man de umar that is isse ma'ame by dubish ha'egi dilem in uretz, meaning that ma'ame is not only, normally the typical example of ma'ame is one who gathers bundles of wheat or the mekoshish aitzim, and as machlekes whether there's also isse ma'ame on eggs, for example, if you have eggs all over the ground, all over the floor, to gather them together. Leman de Oma, that's Isidore Reisa, Ma'ame, on Dubish Engedilim in Uretz, the man would be, to gather the man on Shabbos, there'll be Issa Ma'ame. In the Gabbah Shabbos, we have four shittas. Cheskini says Hetzua, Rashbam says Bishl, Sforna says Toilish, Meshchokhme says Ma'ame. The Gabbah Yom Tov. We carry on Yom Tov, and we cook on Yom Tov, we bake on Yom Tov. So the Sforna, Meshech Chochme, I understand very well. The man couldn't fall on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to be Toilish on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be over Ma'am on Yom Tov. And Remeile, the man had to fall on Erev Yom Tov, and everything makes sense. But according to the Cheskini, that's carrying, and the Rashbam, that's cooking, why should there be no man on Yom Tov? And Memeile, why should you need two portions of man on Erev Yom Tov? Another kasha, Tosfos in Erev in the Flamed Ches, and for those who learn the Daf Yomi, it's in Psuchim Kiftei Zayin as well, right at the end of Psuchim. Tosfos asks a stira. The Mechilta that we just quoted says, Shashis Yom Til Ketihi, Vayom Ashvi, Shabbos Lo Yeh Boi, Shabbos Lo Yeh Boi is Marbe, Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, that there was no man on Yom Tov, and there were two portions of man on Erev Yom Tov. The Medrash Rabbe in Bereishis, Darshan the Pusik, Vayevurech Elokim Esyoim Hashvii Vaykadaish Oisoi, Birchaihi Beman, Kitshihi Beman. The Eibishter blessed and sanctified Shabbos with the man. Meaning that I fell on Shabbos and that I fell on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Shabbos. And that's the brucha and kedusha that the pusik is referring to. In davening we say, "Ivarechtoi mikol hayomim, v'kedashtoi mikol hazmanim." Shabbos has brucha and kedusha, unlike all other yomim and zmanim. V'chay kusa b'sar sechu, it's a direct quote from the pusik. V'ayvucha lekem esyem ashvi v'akadash oisei. That means that v'ayvucha lekem esyem ashvi v'akadash oisei, the brucha and kedusha, which the Medrash says refers to the mon, is barachtoi mikol hayomim, kedashtoi mikol hazmanim. It's different to all zmanim. Yom Tov didn't have that brucha and kedusha of mon, which would mean that on Yom Tov there was mon. Was there mon on Yom Tov or was there not? Tosfos says it's medrushim chalikim. It's machlokes between the Medrash Rabbe on vayvucha lekem esyem ashvi and the Mechilta on Vayem Ashvi Shabbos Lo Yevoy. Another few kashas. My father marked the siddurim here. The Parsha Mon. Anyone who has a siddur can open up. Parsha Mon begins. Vayem Ashvi Lo Moshe. Hini mamte lochem lechem min hashamayim. Yutzu om belokti dvayom beyoyim oleman anaseli hayarech b'sirusim loy. Hashem tells Moshe, before the first time Mon falls, that I will bring down Mon on a daily basis. And then he continues telling him, V'hoyu b'yom ha'shishi, when Friday will come, V'hechin yes ha'shiyuvi, they should prepare what they have, V'hoyu mishneh al ha'shiyuk t'yom, and it will be double what they gather every day. Meaning, before the first day Mon came down, which was Agav Sunday, the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, on Friday they should take two portions. Then, go all the way down in the Siddur Chayim, it's about 59 from the end. Vahi b'yom ha'shishi, where Friday actually came, lokti lechem mishneh, they gathered two portions, shnei ho'im le'echot. And then, vayuvoi kol nesiyai hu'aydu, vayagidi le'moshe. They all came to tell Moshe. What did they come to tell him? He told them they should collect. And they did it. They came to tell him that they followed instructions. They come to inform him that double month fell. What did they come to tell him? Vate, vayom aleim. So Moshe answered them. Hi yashadib Hashem shabuzayin Shabbos kosh l'Hashem mocha. That's what Hashem said. That tomorrow is Shabbos. Motzi bing mechadesh. On Sunday he was already told that there's going to be the double month of Friday. What's he adding now? Then he continues, as a shatoifi aifi, as a shtevashli vashayli, prepare whatever you want, v'skolo ed v'anich elchem l'shmeres ad ha'boike. Leave any extras for tomorrow. What then would I do with the second ayme? Wear it. What am I supposed to do? Of course, there's two portions on Friday, it's the second one is for Shabbos. Then, two psikim later, Shabbos came, and Shabbos morning, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, ayom Moshe, echlihi ayom, eat it today, Shabbos Hayom Hashem, today is Shabbos for Hashem. Hayom loisim tzi basuda, you won't find it today in the field. They didn't see that there was no one in the field. What's he telling them? And what's Ichlihi Hayom? What else would you expect? They were told on Friday to set aside one for Shabbos. What's Ichlihi Hayom telling? So again, we had a few kashas. Number one, if Mon didn't fall in Yom Tov, why didn't it fall? According to the Cheskini and Rashbam, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to cook. Why should there be no Mon on Yom Tov? The Stire, Mechilta, and Medrash Rabbah, whether there was at all, Mechilta says there was no Mon on Yom Tov, and Medrash Rabbah says that the Brucha and Kedusha is the Mon, and that's different to all Yom Tov. And then, what did they tell Moshe on Friday when they collected two portions? What did he tell them back on Friday? And why did he tell them on Shabbos? Chili Hayom, Hayom Lo Sitzi Basudeh. Some safer answers, a very interesting answer. Two. Yeah, it'll be time. He says, every single day, an abundance of mon came down, much more than one oimer per person. The Pusik says, V'cham ha'shemesh v'nomos. Everyone took their breakfast, they left the rest out of the field, and it melted. There was plenty mon, but they were still instructed to take one oimer only. Every person is allowed to take one oimer. No more, no less. The The Pusik says if they took more, it went down. They were only left with one omer. If they took less, it went up. One omer per person. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them to take two on Friday. The Eibusha told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hoyu b'yom ha'shishi, Friday will come, V'hechini es ha'shiyuvi, they'll prepare whatever they bring. And V'hoyu mishneh al ha'shayil k'te yomim, and it will be double. They gather one omer, it will still be two omerim. Rashi refers to it. And he says, that's what happened. They all went out, unknowingly, they didn't know that Friday is any different. And they all gathered one omer. And they discovered two. They came home, they measured it, it doubled. Something's wrong. So they came to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, something happened here. I gathered one portion, I discovered two. And so Moshe Rabbeinu told them, he ashadid b'Hashem, Shabbos Shabbos. Hashem said, Shabbos will be different. He didn't tell them purposely, he wanted them to see it themselves. If you would tell them, they would gather two, they wouldn't see a big mess. He wanted them to all gather one, the first Friday, and they'll discover two, and then he can say, Re'ik Hashem nusen lachem es ha-Shabbos. You see yourselves, it doubled. They'll see the nest with their own eyes. But maybe he didn't tell them, and that's the conversation. And then, on Shabbos itself, they had the second omer set aside. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do differently to the regular weekday. The Malbim says this. In a normal day, they ate half an omer in the morning, half an omer at night. On Shabbos, he told them, don't eat a half an omer for breakfast and a half an omer for supper at night. Ichli yayom, eat the whole omer today. Shabbos you need to have three seeders, which means that the second half of the omer you'll eat in the afternoon, not at night. Eat it all by day. He doesn't discuss Milav Malka. It's a kasha. I didn't see an answer. I looked around. One by night, Friday night. And then Shabbos morning he told them, eat the whole thing by day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
He had only one left.
They left over. They had one omer on Friday. Half Friday morning and a half Friday night for Seder Shabbos. Second omer, half in the morning for Shabbos morning, and a half, not at night, in the afternoon for Shalshidus. Echli hi ayom, eat the whole thing today. That's why Chazal learned three seeders from the Pusuk of Echli hi ayom. On Erev Yom Tov, however, Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that they should collect two portions. Because you can cook on Yom Tov, then you can carry on Yom Tov. The Eibishter's original plan was that they would go out on Yom Tov morning and pick fresh mom, like every day. They, however, made a cheshbon. The halacha is that whatever one can prepare before Yom Tov and will remain fresh, one has to do before Yom Tov and not on Yom Tov. Salt, for example, which doesn't lose its freshness, one has to grind before Yom Tov. You can't grind salt on Yom Tov. The mom either went moldy at the end of the day, or it didn't, in the weekday, it didn't last 2 days. On Shabbos, it lasted, it was just as fresh. So Klal Yisrael made the cheshbon from their own, that perhaps we need to gather two omrim on Erev Yom Tov, and cook it, and it will stay fresh for Yom Tov. That's what they did. They gathered two portions, they came home, and the Eibush was maskim to them. And so it didn't go down to one, and it didn't go moldy. And reminded they ate on Yom Tov what they prepared on Erev Yom Tov. If they all anyway had mon set aside, there was no need to bring down a mon on Yom Tov. Memeile, on Yom Tov there was no mon. Yom Tov v'ilechem mishneh, because etaka was no mon on Yom Tov, and they took two portions on Erev Yom Tov. However, Yom Tov is different to Shabbos. Shabbos, even when they gathered one portion, they found two. Because Shabbos intrinsically has double mon on Erev Shabbos and no mon on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer explains further, beautifully.
Sure, you said that the Erev Shabbos, they collected only one. So, yeah. And then they had two when they came home. So why did you take Erev Shabbos?
Why did they gather two? He says the first week, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them. Then they came from on Friday, they discovered two. From then on, they gathered two. The first Friday, they gathered one portion, and they discovered two. After that, they came to Moshe to ask. He explained to them, Friday, you're supposed to gather two. He didn't tell them the first time because he wanted them to see the nest. Yom Tov, that wasn't a plan. They were supposed to gather one. They made the cheshmish together too, and it doubled. And it lasted, it didn't. Chassam Sofer says further, the Lushan Bruche is always a ribi, an increasing. If Bayrech Eslach Mechu, Bayrech Privit Mechu, so is the Lushan of ribi. Kedisha is always withholding. Kedoshim Ti, says Rashi, Perishim. Hagbeles Uhov Kedashtoi is to step back, not to go to the mountain. Pentikta Shamalayu. He says, Vayvuch Elekim, Esyem Ashvi, Vaykadash Esri. There are two things here. There's Vayvuch Elekim, there's a ribi of mon on Erev Shabbos. That's a Koyuch of Shabbos has a ribi, that there's more mon on Friday. Vaykadash Esri, there's a withholding of mon on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no mon. But that is Vayrechtoi Mikol Hayomim, Vikidashtoi Mikol Azmanim. In that, Shabbos is different to Yom Tov. Yom Tov, if they would collect one on Erev Yom Tov, then mon would fall on Yom Tov. If they collect two on Erev Yom Tov, so the Abish was masking to them. And there was no need for mon on Yom Tov. But there's no intrinsic ribi in the Erev Yom Tov de Gemon, that it doubles. And there's no intrinsic kedisha, a withholding of mon on Yom Tov. And remember, he answers all kashas. Why there's no mon on Yom Tov? Not because of a menucha. There was pushing no need, because they gathered on Erev Yom Tov. The answer to the stire in the Mechilte and the Medrash Rabbah, the Mechilte says there was no mon on Yom Tov. But the Medrash Rabbah says, yeah, Shabbos is still different to Yom Tov. V'arechta mikol ha-yom, kedash mikol ha-zmanim. Shabbos intrinsically has no mon. Yom Tov does.
Why they made this cheshbon for Yom Tov? Why didn't... They were never told about Yom Tov nothing, so they should do it normal. They should take one.
Where they knew the halachas from?
No, why they gathered two before Yom Tov? To do what with it? To cook it ready for the next day?
Yeah,
they should have waited to get another one the next day.
They made the cheshbon that Yosin, Hilchas Yom Tov, there's a chiv to prepare whatever you can before Yom Tov. Maybe the Abishter wants us to prepare.
The month falls down, you eat it.
How do they know there would be two portions on... How do they know there would be
one on Yom Tov? They were never told Yom Tov, no. They were only told Shabbos. When we came the Cheshbon to say Yom Tov...
The Cheshbon was from the Halacha, that whatever you can prepare before Yom Tov, you have to prepare. Just like the Halacha says on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook, and therefore two portions fall on the Erev Shabbos. So the Halacha says on Yom Tov, whatever...
They had nothing to prepare for the next day. They had only one for this day. Tomorrow comes, you can prepare for the day, because they never had the month before. Prepare on the next day again, because it came on Yom Tov.
You're saying without the Hayroah, they should have expected.
Expected to come on the next day.
Without making cheshbon. It would go rotten overnight.
They were never told Yom Tov.
So they were told Shabbos. Why the risk?
Yeah.
Why did that?
What was the Habermas?
Shabbos of Yom Tov.
They saw that Shabbos left it, and they made a cheshbon that perhaps the same halacha applies to Yom Tov as well. Since Yom Tov has a halacha, that whatever you could prepare before Yom Tov. You have to prepare before Yom Tov.
But you couldn't.
Yeah,
but there's only one fell.
You can. No, if he says plenty fell, they can get it too.
But they didn't know they have to take two Erev Yom Tov. Only Shabbos then you.
They weren't told. They made the cheshbon, their own accords, because of the halacha that you have to prepare before Yom Tov, whether you can prepare before Yom Tov.
But they had an issa to keep overnight. Isha liyusim menu abayker.
They saw so when, he doesn't say this, but I understood from the subservient. That when they came home, if two portions remain, that's a simon that it's not going to go moldy, and there's no issa. The same way on Friday, it didn't go down, and on Thursday it did go down. If someone collected two unrim on Thursday, he only came home with one. So they saw an Erev Yom Tov, the Abish was masking to them. But Malin understood there's no issa. I don't know if when they would have come home, they would have discovered one, they would have tried to take again. I don't know, he doesn't say what would have happened. So the Abish was immediately masking to them, and Malin, they saw that it didn't go down. They knew it wouldn't go moldy. When they came home, there was still two emrim there. It means it wouldn't go moldy.
I don't know if that's a good thing.